Welcome to Capon Rahal, nestled in the beautiful landscapes between England's national parks. As a Bible school, we offer short-term courses aimed at fostering your spiritual growth and living in a community. Our historic manor house has something for everyone. You can enjoy indoor and outdoor adventures, connect with students from around the world, and learn how to deepen your relationship with Jesus Christ. Search Capon Ray England for more information.
Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Luke chapter 22, verses 19 to 20. He took some bread and gave thanks to God for it. Then he broke it in pieces and gave it to the disciples, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." After supper, he took another cup of wine and said, "This cup is the new covenant between God and his people, an agreement confirmed with my blood, which is poured out as a sacrifice for you." I'm glad that meals were so important in Jesus' ministry. He loved spending time with people in the relaxed atmosphere of a meal, and so it's very significant that on the night before he died, we find him having supper with his disciples. Jesus knows that his death is only hours away, but he doesn't want to miss the opportunity to have one final meal with those who'd walked with him throughout his ministry. They had no idea what Jesus' words meant as he took the bread and wine and said that they represented his body and blood. Only later would it all fall into place for them. People often tell me that their church is particularly gifted in catering. I'm delighted. It seems to me that any true follower of Jesus should enjoy eating with others, and it's great that churches feel their responsibility for making it happen. So often it's the relaxed conversation that happens over a meal that enables relationships to deepen. Eating a meal together is completely inclusive because everyone needs to eat. Jesus was often criticized for the people with whom he had meals, but he clearly used meal times as a way to reach out to the most ungodly people in the community. Food and drink broke down barriers and enabled him to show that he welcomed every kind of person. It's interesting that Jesus only told us to hold one particular service. He never mentioned family services or morning or evening services, wonderful as they may be. He only told us to meet for a meal in remembrance of his death for us. What an incredible privilege it is to do what the disciples did 2,000 years ago as we meet over a meal with the Lord Jesus Christ. So let me ask you a question. Why is it so important for us to keep remembering Jesus' death? And now let me pray with you. Lord Jesus Christ, thank you that you were willing to give your body and blood so that we can be free. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And don't forget that the talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a great day.
Welcome to Capon Rahal, nestled in the beautiful landscapes between England's national parks. As a Bible school, we offer short-term courses aimed at fostering your spiritual growth and living in a community. Our historic manor house has something for everyone. You can enjoy indoor and outdoor adventures, connect with students from around the world, and learn how to deepen your relationship with Jesus Christ. Search Capon Ray England for more information.